does cheating jeopardize genuine desire? Cheating is the end of genuine desire if it is a woman who is doing the cheating. Okay, so you have to remember that at some point along the way, cheating with another guy seemed like a better idea than getting with you. It seemed like a better idea than staying with you. It seemed like a better idea than like being. And women will say, "Oh, it was just one time. You know, I was drunk. He was cute, and one thing led to another." And they'll try to, you know, don't be so judgmental. Blah blah blah. Double standard. This yada 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 yada. Okay. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what the excuse is. It doesn't matter what the rationalizations are. It doesn't make any difference. What matters is she desired to bang him and not you. That's it. End of story.
You heard it from the horse's fucking mouth. And I keep telling you, it doesn't matter how jacked you get, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it doesn't matter how fucking suave your character is, none of that fucking matters. None of it. I know millionaires with zero personality. I know fucking bodybuilders that have the lowest self-esteem in the entire fucking world, dude. I know sex addicts who literally get, like, destroy their relationships because they have nothing more to offer than just fucking. Fuck, dude. This guy literally told you time and time again that predominantly the reason why a woman leaves or she cheats is because of financial issues. And now here he is telling you what? Telling you what? She can lose sexual desire for you? Does he tell you how to fucking be sexually desired? Oh yeah, that's right. What did he say? Make a dimple or a dent into society that makes people want to remember you. Right? Become fucking rich and famous and have all this fucking power and have all this muscle. And here he is. Going back to this fucking circular logic, it's like Rollo is in a fucking world of delusion. I mean, god damn, dude. How often I've seen him go through this topic of, oh, the reason why a woman will leave and cheat is because she feels no attraction or desire towards you. And what does he tell you? Oh, in order to get attraction and desirability, you need to go out, get rich, get famous, get jacked, you know, get a fucking fancy ass car, get a fucking house, get your shit together, and go out there and make something of yourself. And now here he is making another fucking video about why a fucking woman will have no sexual attraction towards you. It's fucking mind-numbing. When you've gone through this circular logic of insanity, it's mind-numbing. And it makes sense why fucking Rollo thinks the way that he does, believes what he does, says what he does, or says what he says, and gives you the horrible advice that he gives you. It makes absolute sense now is because those are the only two things that go through his fucking head constantly. The two things that go through his head constantly is, am I going to be relevant before I fucking die? And will this bitch leave me? Like deep down inside, like his little boy, if you really were to peel back the layers of all the shit that he fucking talks about, you start to see the real man. You start to really see who he is underneath. A guy still trying to chase fucking fame and fortune. And it doesn't matter how he fucking misleads you. It doesn't matter how he misguides you. And I've said this before, man. Fucking Nazi tactic 101. You don't give them the answer. You just give them the recipe. And then let them create the fucking answer. That's all you got to do. Miserable woman? Oh, well then all you got to do is get jacked and do this, do that, and there you go. Somehow your mind is going to make it up to like, oh, well, he lost his girl because he wasn't jacked. Oh, well, he lost his woman because he didn't have enough money. Oh, well, he lost his money because he didn't have a fucking great personality. It's like, if Will Smith couldn't even keep Jada Pinkett Smith in her fucking place, what makes you think, for an instance, that, or, you know, Will Smith can keep Jada at all? What makes you think that Jeff Bezos could keep his chick? Bill Gates could keep his chick, right? None of these motherfuckers could keep their fucking girl. How about this? All right, Tom Clancy, Jeff Bezos, and whatever else can't keep a chick. Fuck, I don't know. I can't remember which jacked actor fucking just recently got a divorce. How about all of them? Do I even need to say more? Fucking Brad Pitt. I guess he picked his. So did Leonardo DiCaprio, but he's not really jacked. I don't know. But my point is that I know fucking buff bodybuilders that fucking even get divorces. Alright? I know fucking dudes that are rich as hell that end up getting divorces. Guys with great personalities that end up getting fucking left behind. What he's telling you is fucking dog shit. Stop fucking following this guy. He's literally just causing you to fucking go through a, what is it? Fucking, I don't know about Stockholm syndrome. But it's a form of insanity where you're constantly looping the same repetitive thoughts in your head. I don't know if insanity is the right word, but fuck it, we'll go for it because I can't remember the other word. Guard your heart.